This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Tomorrow is the election for the new chair of the Democratic National Committee, with Dems chair Ben Wickler as one of the frontrunners. The other names at the top of the list are Minnesota Democratic chair Ken Martin and former Maryland governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has endorsements from a handful of Democratic governors. That could take him over the top if the representatives in their states followed their lead. And Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley issued a statement yesterday regarding executive orders from the White House that impact K-12 education. Melissa Kay has more.
Dr. Underley said schools will follow state and federal law and serve all kids and families. They will continue to reject any federal directives that threaten the well-being and rights of the communities they serve. Dr. Underley stated, quote, "Our communities need unity, not division and hate. Our teachers deserve respect and support for the decisions they make daily in the best interests of kids and families. Wisconsin schools need a partner in the federal government that supports and funds local educational opportunities," end quote. The White House executive order states that the Trump administration will enforce the law to ensure that recipients of federal funds providing K-12 education comply with all applicable laws prohibiting discrimination in various contexts and protecting parental rights.
And a Wausau man is facing multiple drug charges after police found over 700 grams of meth on him. The Wausau Police Department says its community resource unit received information back in December regarding a drug trafficking residence on the southwest side of Wausau. During the investigation, investigators learned that 31-year-old Wausau man Tyler Briggs was bringing a large amount of methamphetamine into Wausau on Wednesday. Police located Briggs and took him into custody outside of a local establishment on West Thomas Street. During the arrest, investigators found 1.6 pounds of methamphetamine in a backpack Briggs was carrying. And Briggs is scheduled to appear in court today. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer issued an executive order waiving the fee for tribal members to acquire identification cards. This begins on February 3rd. Melissa Kay has more.
President Greendeer stated in his executive order that this is in response to the Trump administration prioritizing a policy focused on the mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants and the identity verification concerns among members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Heritage Preservation Department Enrollment Division will maintain the responsibility to ensure validity and safety of ID processing and disbursement. All tribal IDs paid for after January 20th are eligible for reimbursement. Tribal members and their first-line descendants will also be reimbursed for all costs associated with securing a U.S. passport. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer.
It's my belief that a U.S. passport will serve as the most valid form of United States identification.
He stated that they are working with Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to collaborate to create a tribally enhanced identification card.
A charge of terrorist threats was dismissed yesterday against 19-year-old Caden Snackowitz. The Menasha man is accused of setting fire to U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office earlier this month. Lisa Hale has the details.
His attorney argued the charge should be dismissed because Stackowitz did not communicate any threat ahead of the fire. He's still charged with arson, attempted burglary, and criminal damage to property. According to the criminal complaint, Stackowitz admitted to police that he set the fire in response to the TikTok ban Grothman supported. He'll be arraigned February 17th.
And Governor Evers was in Wausau yesterday touring the Women's Community, which is one of numerous Wisconsin Victims of Crime Act agencies that depend on financial assistance from the state and federal government. In Evers' budget proposal, he directed $66 million to support those VOCA organizations. When it's dry and windy, the risk of wildfires increases. And while January may not be peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, a line starting at the top of Door County and the northern edge of Brown County, stretching across the state and south toward the Illinois border, has been classified as a moderate fire risk by the DNR. Now, usually the ground would be covered in snow, but these warmer days and the second driest January on record make the conditions prime to spark a fire. And the cause can come from a cigarette or a motor. Believe it or not, there's been several fires this week in northeast Wisconsin. 12 acres burned in Suamico. It was a grass fire between Highway 172 and Interstate 41. The cause? A vehicle crash. And there was also a brush fire in Calumet County on Wednesday morning. And a recent report from WICCI says that northern parts of the state are projected to warm, particularly winter nights, and much more than southern Wisconsin. Climate models predict that the number of skiable days will continue to decline, and that the ski season is projected to be reduced from 5 to approximately 3 months. So with warmer nights and more freezing rain and rain events, research shows snowmaking and other adaption techniques can improve the quality of downhill skiing operations. And Granite Peak has recently made substantial investments in its snowmaking capabilities, as all runs now have snowmaking guns. But changes could be coming to Rib Mountain State Park. The Greater Wausau Prosperity Partnership is working with the DNR to develop a trail network concept plan. The plan will be consistent with the park's property master plan. And the trail network plan includes concepts for a multi-use community path, a shared use trail, hiking trail refinements, bike optimized trail, ski area expansion, and snowmobile trail realignment. You can provide your feedback on the plan through March 2nd on the Rib Mountain State Park webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to exercise caution when using wreck vehicles in dangerous winter conditions. The DNR says that there have already been 2 fatal UTV crashes and 1 fatal snowmobile crash this year, 2 of which occurred on frozen bodies of water. Officials are reminding riders that ice is never completely safe in any conditions, and you should check with local organizations for updated information and bring proper clothing and equipment. And you can help brighten February for Wisconsin veterans, but you've got to get on it today. Savannah Tomei Olson explains how.
If you'd like to send Valentines to veterans, today is the deadline to get them in the mail. For the 3rd year, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting this program where people can send Valentines to show their appreciation to veterans for their service. They'll then be distributed to vets across the state. Last year, people sent 28,000 Valentines to Wisconsin veterans. That's so many that just organizing them all for distribution is a big effort. And these cards weren't just from people in the Badger State. They were from all over the country. They'll be given out at the veterans' homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union. And for the first time this year, they'll also be given to the folks at the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove.
And if you'd like to participate, we've got the address where you can send Valentines at WXCO.FM. They ask, please don't include any candy or treats. And a Wisconsin state trooper saved a bald eagle found in the middle of the interstate. It happened in La Crosse County on I-90. The state trooper stopped traffic to get the eagle off the road. Along with the help of another driver, they managed to get the eagle to a local humane society for treatment. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered, and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new 4-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. 36 years ago, if you went to see the movie When Harry Met Sally, you got to see Meg Ryan proving that a woman can fake a really good time without the man knowing. If you read between the lines, you will probably remember the iconic scene set in an NYC deli. The famous commercial is being recreated for the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool, but with the same flirty and much older actors. Gross. It was only a matter of time, as there is nothing Americans want to see more than old people fake climaxing. Enjoy the game, but not too much. There is no statute of limitations on how far back Hollywood will go for a remake, as evidenced by the latest news that a Little House in the Prairie reboot is in the works, according to TVSeriesFinale.com. Really? They couldn't pick a better name? The first season of the show, that was originally based on the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, will focus on the Ingalls family's move to Kansas. When the show drops, it will be on Netflix. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, but still not a bad day. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 17. On Saturday, more clouds than sun, cooler, a high near 30, a bit breezy as well, and then snow likely Saturday night. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.